In Iraq, politicians have sidestepped an issue that threatened to derail the country's new constitution. The commission drafting the document has put the status of the ethnically divided city of Kirkuk on hold. And with that out of the way, NPR's Deborah Amos reports, the constitution could be finished by the August deadline.
One of the most contentious issues in Iraq, the status of the city of Kirkuk, will be decided sometime after Iraq's constitution is ratified. Barham Saleh, one of the highest-ranking Kurdish officials in the new Iraqi government, was the first to confirm the agreement. Baha al-Araji, a top official with the Constitutional Commission, said today, deciding the status of Kirkuk would wait.
Since the first meeting, we agreed the Kirkuk issue should not be on the committee agenda. It would not be included in the draft of the Constitution.
Al-Araji said commissioners agreed trying to settle Kirkuk ahead of the August 15th deadline could derail the Constitution.
Everyone has agreed to this, and there have been intensive deliberations on this subject, transparent deliberations. This decision has satisfied all parties.
The reason the oil-rich city of Kirkuk is so controversial goes back to policies of Saddam Hussein's regime. Historically, Kirkuk was a mixed city with a population of Iraqi Kurds, Turkmen, and Arabs. In the 1980s, Saddam moved large numbers of Kurds and some Turkmen out of the city, mostly by deadly force, and moved Sunni Arabs in, offering them incentives to take over Kurdish homes and property. Kurds now want to reverse the policy and redraw the country's provincial borders to include Kirkuk as part of Iraqi Kurdistan. Even in Baghdad, most Kurds have strong opinions on Kirkuk's status. Mohammed Araf is a restaurant cook.
We say that Kirkuk belongs to Kurdistan. Saddam brought the Arabs from other parts of Iraq to Kirkuk and threw the Kurds out. The Kurds are now going back to Kirkuk.
Kirkuk also raises questions for the whole country. The city sits near one of Iraq's richest oil fields. How will resources be shared? Iraqi Kurds want a federal system where regional governments control local resources, including oil, and share power with Baghdad. There are mixed opinions about federalism among Iraq's majority Shiites, but most of Iraq's Sunnis say they will fight against a federal system. They want central control. In Baghdad, this television salesman, who would not give his name, said federalism is not the right system for Iraq.
Federalism is a strange concept for us. There's no problem with democracy and freedom. It's okay, but not federalism.
But delaying decisions on Kirkuk will not make the issue disappear or make the solutions any easier, says Ali Salem Omar, project director of the State Company for Construction.
One of our biggest problems is the delay of crucial issues. Any delay on such issues is not in the interest of the Iraqi people.
It is in the interest of the commission drafting the constitution. Its members are struggling to get the document completed on time. Committee member Hunain Elkado says delaying decisions on Kirkuk will make it easier.
Well, that's something very good, excellent. I think that will make the job of drafting constitution easier for us and for them as well, because I think that issue is really a sticky point and it's a challenge to all Iraqis.
It has already led to bloodshed. Differences over how the city is governed and how to resolve the property disputes created during Saddam's time have made Kirkuk one of the most explosive places in Iraq. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.